この放送は2級用です。試験監督者は音量および室内の聞こえ具合を確認してください。2026年度第1回実用英語技能検定2級リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。これからお話しすることについて質問は受けませんので、よく注意して聞いてください。なお、リスニングテスト放送中に音飛びや騒音があった場合は、発生した問題のトラックの始めに戻しやり直します。しかしながら、万が一教室監督者が気づかない場合は、速やかに手を挙げてお知らせ願います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
Number one.
Excuse me, sir. We've been waiting for almost an hour. How long will it be before we can get a table?
I'm terribly sorry, ma'am. It should only be a few more minutes.
Could we at least get a menu to look at while we wait? We'd like to decide what to order.
Certainly. I'll bring you one right away. Personally, I recommend the fish of the day. It's delicious.
Question.What do we learn about the woman? Number two.
Didn't you say that you used to live in China, Joan?
Yeah, I lived there for several years. Why?
Well, my friend went there on vacation recently, and he sent me this postcard.The writing on the front is Chinese. Can you read it?
Sorry, Dan. I speak Chinese pretty well, but I never learned how to read it.
Question. What does the woman say? Number three.
Thanks for choosing Redfill Airport Taxi. Where to?
Well, I'm going to my home on 5th Street. But if you don't mind, I'd like to stop by a convenience store first.
No problem, sir. Did you have a nice flight?
Yes, but the airline didn't serve any food. I need to get something to eat.
Question. What do we learn about the man?Number four.
Excuse me, I'm new at this college, and I'm wondering if there's a bank on campus.
Well, there are several ATMs.
I see, but I need an actual bank because I want to open an account.
Then you need to go off campus to the shopping mall across the street from the main gate. There's a bank there.
Question.What does the man suggest that the woman do? Number five.
Excuse me, I'm in a hurry and I need to get to the downtown area in about 20 minutes. Is there a bus stop nearby?
There's a stop about a block that way.But you should call a taxi if you're really in a hurry.
Oh, really? How long does the bus ride take?
About 45 minutes. A taxi would only take 15.
Question. How will the woman probably travel to the downtown area? Number 6.
Ms. Robbins, I'd like to ask for a week of vacation in June.
Sure, David. You haven't taken a vacation in a long time. You deserve a break.
Thanks. I'm going to visit my daughter in Kyoto. She started going to a university there this year.
That's great. Kyoto has some of the most amazing temples I've ever seen.
Question. What does the man want to do? Number 7.
Hello?
Hi, honey. I'm missing a folder that had some important documents in it. Have you seen it?
Yes, it's right here on the kitchen table.
Thank goodness. I was worried I had left it on the train. Could you possibly bring it to me at my office? I need it for a meeting this afternoon.
Sure. I'm going downtown for lunch anyway. I'll take it to you then.
Question. What do we learn about the man? Number 8.
Hello?
Hi, Betty. It's Martin. I'm calling to ask if you've decided what you want to do for your birthday.
Actually, I haven't really thought about it. What about eating at that fancy new Thai restaurant that opened downtown?
Great. Can you tell me the name of the place? I'll make a reservation.
It's called Diva's Dish. It's on Beach Avenue.
Question. Why did the man call the woman? Number 9.
Hello? Marigold Theater, how can I help you?
Hello, I have tickets to the play tonight. Can you tell me how to get to the theater?
Sure, it's on the corner of 5th Street and Parker Avenue. You can get there by city bus, but there may not be space to park if you come by car.
Oh, great. I can take the bus then. Thanks a lot.
Question. What does the man want to know? Number 10.
Excuse me, my car stopped running and it's getting cold outside. Is there somewhere nearby where I can wait until someone comes to get me?
Well, there's a coffee shop over there, but it will close soon.
Oh, no. My friend said he would pick me up here in about 20 minutes.
Don't worry. You can wait in my shop. It's just across the street.
Question. What does the woman tell the man? Number 11.
Excuse me. I'm looking for information about colleges in California. Do you know where I can find some?
Well, you should go to the college section of the library.
I'm not really sure what I'm looking for, though. I don't even know which colleges I should be interested in.
Well, you could make an appointment to talk with your guidance counselor. He might be able to help you.
Question. What is the girl doing? Number 12.
Excuse me, do you sell potted plants as well as cut flowers?
Yes, we have a variety of indoor and outdoor plants. Are you interested in something in particular?
Well, my friend moved into a new apartment, and I want to get her something nice for her new home.
Why don't you buy her some jasmine flowers? They're on sale this week, and they grow well indoors.
Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 13.
Are you going to the library after school today, Sarah?
Yes, David. I have to get some books for my report on ancient Greek history.
I have to return a novel I've finished reading. Shall we go together?
Okay. I should have finished with my homework by 4 p.m. We can go after that.
Question. What will Sarah and David do after school? Number 14.
Excuse me, do you have any books written by a man named Frank Smith?
Yes, we have several novels by him. Are you looking for one in particular?
Actually, I'm looking for a history book. I need it for a school report. Is he also a historian?
Oh, yes. I think you are talking about Frank Smith, Jr. His father is a novelist.
Question. What is the boy trying to do? Number 15.
June, how do you like living in Kyoto?
I really like it, but I have trouble getting to work on time. The trains are always so full in the morning.
I'm sorry to hear that. Were they running late today, too?
No, they were actually on time. I just couldn't get on one of the first trains this morning.
Question. What is one thing the man says?